life that was Tribhuvanath's, and to give him a farewell in the way that Vaishnavs should always be bid farewell. So today is his memorial service, and really we change the emphasis slightly. Today is really we're speaking from the heart and from instructions as to what Tribhuvanath's life meant for us, what he helped us to understand, how he represented Prabhupada to us, how he inspired us, how he guided us, and helped us in many ways. I actually wanted to start by reading Mahavishnu Swami's. Is that all right?
Sakshi Gopal has that.
You good? Okay. Mahavishnu Swami says, I will eternally remain... really, I wanted to prefix this by saying that there's many emails that we received and cards and letters that we received from different devotees around the world who knew Tribhuvanath because he was a well-traveled devotee, and they couldn't be here yesterday. So we'll be reading occasionally from them. This is from Mahavishnu Swami, who of late has spent a great deal of time in Nepal and India. But he was very much a part of ISKCON here in England some years ago. So he says, I will eternally remain indebted to Tribhuvanath Das, as he was my main Shiksha Guru and personally trained me and others up when we first joined in London in the early 70s. His jovial attitude and intense and enthusiastic devotional service did so much to inspire all of us. Hearing of his passing filled me with regret and feelings of separation from his association. Still, I'm glad he is no longer suffering with his sick body anymore. Most probably, he has returned to Krishna with Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Gauranga's special mercy. There is a wonderful picture in my mind of Srila Prabhupada putting his hand on Tribhuvanath's childlike head. Where is that photograph from Edinburgh? Many happy memories with him naturally come to mind. He was the first devotee I met when I went up to London determined to try and join the temple at Bury Place in January 1971. It was a Saturday morning, about 10:15, and I came around the street corner and saw that all the devotees were waiting on the street by a vehicle outside the temple. Tribhuvanath seemed to be their leader. I had with me my African drum, my woolen jacket, long hair, and £5 in my pocket, my life savings. I approached Tribhuvanath and told him, I want to join the temple. Tribhuvanath said, okay, great. Now we're going out on Harinam Sankirtan to King's Road in Chelsea. You want to come with us? I was happy to agree, as I had already been experimenting with my own one-man Harinams in Canterbury. Tribhuvanath said, there's only one problem, the van's out of petrol. You have any money? Yes, I immediately handed him my £5, and he was very pleased. He had my drum and jacket put in the temple, and we all happily went off to King's Road, Chelsea, where I danced and sang like mad. Next morning, Tribhuvanath woke me up and taught me how to bathe and go for Mangal Aarti. By his blessings, I've never had Mangal Aarti attendance problems. The same day, he shaved me up. I joined just after the Radha Krishna Temple album was cut, and the devotees had been on the Top of the Pops a few times and had become famous. So we still had some gigs to do at clubs around England because we'd made a contract. I remember one time we had to drive up all day in an old van up to Halifax in the Black Country. Tribhuvanath was our leader, and we turned up in the evening outside a seedy working men's club. I was just a new bhakta with a shaved head and pink bedsheets, and Tribhuvanath was the most senior devotee with us. Malati, Janaki, Shamsunda, Mukunda, and others had either stayed behind or gone to India. I remember Tribhuvanath ushering us in backstage behind the curtains of the club. We could hear the chink of glasses and smell the cigarettes as people sat murmuring at their tables, expectantly wondering what the Radha Krishna temple group was going to be like. I felt a bit embarrassed because, after all, it was just us shaven-headed new bhaktas and one or two initiated devotees with Tribhuvanath. But Tribhuvanath was undaunted and told us where to stand and gave me some kartels which I could hardly play. The MC, or Tribhuvanath, I can't remember, announced in a dramatic voice, "The Radha Krishna Temple." The curtains opened, leading with mridanga. Tribhuvanath swung on to an enthusiastic, "Nama Om Vishnu Padaya." The impression I got was that the working class audience couldn't believe their eyes. As far as I remember, our performance was soon cut short, and soon we headed back to Berry Place with our £60, which was a lot in those days. Later, Srila Prabhupada discouraged us from doing any more of these shows, as we were not supposed to be professionals. As a new devotee, one time I got the idea that I should have a change and chant my morning japa alone in the dark in the temple office upstairs at Berry Place. I was sitting in a corner in the dark, chanting alone, and Tribhuvanath came to search me out. He asked me what I was doing there. He told me it was best to chant with all the devotees and the pictures, and he kindly but firmly brought me down to the temple room again. Tribhuvanath always had me laughing so much. One of the funniest things he told us was the famous Prabhupada Gillette razor lila, which he had perfected the art of telling in ISKCON bathrooms the world over with intense gestures as though he was Prabhupada himself doing it. It was in Berry Place, I think. Prabhupada had called for a razor, and Tribhuvanath went out to the shops and brought him one. Prabhupada was standing over the wash basin in shaving mode. He picked up the razor and inspected it closely and asked Tribhuvanath, "Is this Gillette?" Tribhuvanath said, "No, Prabhupada." Then, when Tribhuvanath was telling this, he used to exactly imitate Prabhupada's disdainful expression with his face and fingers, and he would drop the non-Gillette razor into the wash basin below as if it were a lump of stool. Clunk! Then Tribhuvanath would imitate Srila Prabhupada saying, "Bring me Gillette," in a momentous voice, as if he were declaring the supreme absolute truth. The way Tribhuvanath did it put me in ecstasy and amazement at my spiritual master. This story was beyond rationalization, but I suppose in one way you could say it meant that Prabhupada was showing that we should only offer the best to the spiritual master. Because of Tribhuvanath, the wonder of Srila Prabhupada's divine and incomprehensible personality often swelled in my heart. Being with Tribhuvanath when he said this lila and others always filled me with love and reverence for Srila Prabhupada and increased my affection for Tribhuvanath more and more. He loved Srila Prabhupada, so his classes were always special. I used to see Srila Prabhupada through him. He was so grave sometimes. Being with him was an intense adventure. I remember he once took me alone to George Harrison's country residence outside London to pick up the marble slabs for the altar at the manor. We were waiting in George's garden, and I remember he taught me how to bow down and say the offering prayers as we had some apples to offer. A little thing, but I remember it. Those early days, he would lead his flock of us young devotees out on Harinam, and he used to sing and play mridanga so vigorously, his hands were bleeding. His style, everyone knows, was inimitable. Every day he used to start by saying, "I can't play today. Look at my hands." His fingers were all cracked. But later on, inevitably, he would grab the mridanga and be oblivious to the blood and pain. When we were arrested by the police, we would have to pay fines, but we continued going out daily. Given the chance, Tribhuvanath would talk boldly in the court, and one time the judge chastised the police for bringing us in the court. It was a victory. After that, we were not bothered much. There are so many other memories. He taught us book selling. One day, a big boiler-suited electricity man came in the front door of the temple to cut off the supply because we hadn't paid the bills. Tribhuvanath saw him from the stairs and said, "Just wait a minute," and flew up the stairs again. We knew devotees waiting, wondering what would happen. A few minutes later, he rushed down the stairs waving some money, The day was saved, and the man went off. In more recent years, we could always see Tribhuvanath working so hard, even against all odds, to head up the festival program in the UK and Africa, as Srila Prabhupada had encouraged him. Although I had other commitments in the Indian region, I always took opportunities to join his party if I could. He treated me always with great respect, which felt incongruous to me as he was my elder. I sensed he always felt I was no longer his junior, because for a short time he had been outside the association of devotees. He recommended... I was glad to do some service for him, and of course it was an honor to serve with him. At Prabhupada's disappearance day last year at Soho Street, he kept us all spellbound, laughing and crying during his talk. He seemed so fully absorbed in Srila Prabhupada and Krishna consciousness. These words are so inadequate, but I hope they will contribute something. I wish I was there at the Tribhuvanath Memorial Program to hear more nectar and express my indebtedness and appreciation. I am glad that it will not be so long before I am with Tribhuvanath again. His Grace Tribhuvanath Prabhu Ki Jai. Your humble servant, Mahavishnu Swami.